This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Wind and solar energy generated a record 17% of electricity in the United States in 2025, according to new data from the Energy Information Administration. Electricity from solar has increased every year since 2006 and continues to expand rapidly. Wind power generated 464,000 gigawatt hours, a 3% increase over 2024. That 17% of wind and solar electricity is an exceedingly increased number, up from less than 1% in 2005. Despite recent U.S. government policy shifts that have de-emphasized renewable energy and eliminated many financial incentives, renewable electricity generation continues to grow globally, and global renewable energy capacity is expected to more than double by 2030, according to the International Energy Agency. The total net generation from wind and solar together reached 760,000 gigawatt hours last year, enough to power tens of millions of average American homes. In 2024, those sources accounted for 16% of U.S. electricity generation, surpassing coal-fired electricity generation. Renewable energy sources, including solar, wind, and hydropower, are forecast to meet more than 90% of global electricity demand growth through 2030, with solar photovoltaic panels accounting for the largest share of new capacity. Electricity generated by solar PV panels is on course to account for some 80% of the increase in the world's renewable capacity over the next 5 years. Globally, more than 90% of new renewable energy projects are now cheaper and cleaner than fossil fuel alternatives. In 2024, solar photovoltaics were 41% cheaper than the lowest cost fossil fuel alternatives, while onshore wind projects were 53% cheaper. Cats, we know, always land on their feet, but how? To find out, scientists in Japan scrutinized the spines of feline cadavers and dropped a pair of live cats from about 3 feet up. To prevent injury, the study author noted, we placed a thick, soft cushion at the landing site. The scientists learned that the upper part of a cat's spine can twist an astounding 360 degrees, which allows a cat to orient its front legs and head toward the ground in an instant. And the scientists made another interesting finding. Cats, like many other animals, including humans, appear to favor their right paw side. On Monday, March 30th, there will be a data center panel discussion at 5:30 p.m. at the Gallatin Gateway Community Center, 145 Mill Street in Gallatin Gateway. The panel discussion will address topics about computer data centers and how data centers will impact energy bills, water resources, and public budgets for firefighting, wastewater, and public safety. The panel discussion will explore recent and changing energy policy at the state and federal levels and will dive into data center development in Montana, especially in the Bozeman to Three Forks area. Panelists will include Ann Hedges of the Montana Environmental Information Center, Guy Alcensor of the Upper Missouri Waterkeepers, Karen Kirk, Montanans for Affordable Energy, and Isabel Friedman of the Natural Resources Defense Council. The panel discussion will be followed by a question and answer session so that those attending can ask their own questions. The event will be recorded and posted online. That's a data center panel discussion Monday, March 30th at 5:30 p.m. at the Gallatin Gateway Community Center, 145 Mill Street in Gallatin Gateway. All are invited and encouraged to attend. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.